Good morning. I'd like to thank everybody for being here on a busy Rosh Chodesh. Today we have a timely topic titled the Shir, Sphira Time, When is the Right Time to Count? And you know, you think about the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, you know, of our 613 mitzvos, Aseh, mitzvos Daraisa, Sfira, Tzmachlokas, is a Daraisa Darabanan. But really, it's so, so unique amongst our so many mitzvos in that it goes from night to night, day to day, for 49 straight days. And there's a machlokes that's very relevant in the halachas of Sfiras HaOmer. Is it considered each day an individual mitzvah? Or is it considered one big mitzvah? Practically speaking, that's very big. That if we all know if one misses one night, one entire day of counting, they could no longer count with the bracha. Because we're choshesh for the tzad, for the shita, that it's one big mitzvah, and once you missed one day, you're out. At the same time, that's regarding the bracha. In terms of the mitzvah, even if a person missed the day, it still is, we go with the other tzad, the other opinion, that no, it's separate mitzvahs. So for certain, a person should always go and count, even if they're no longer checking in with the bracha. And we also know because of that, if a person misses counting at night, which is the ideal time to count, they still would be able to count in that following, within the 24 hours, the following next day before it gets dark, and that would be enable them to consider as if they counted that day and continue to count the rest of the Sfira with a bracha. So those are the basic halachas I think we're all familiar with. Just the other day, I was going through some halachas in the Sfira, so I asked somebody, are you still in the game? Yeah, we're 15 days in. The guy's like, no, I'm well out. I'm like, I didn't want to ask him, you know, when did he drop off? He's like, day one. Right? Yeah, well, depends where you were for Yontif.
Didn't make it to the end.
Anyone who was a mashgiach in the Pesach Hotel, they say they counted all the way through their
YU. Right. It's definitely a challenge. And we put, you know, I was thinking about that. We put so much effort for someone who, Baruch Hashem, is able to go through the entire Sfira without missing a day. That's a big deal. And people put in a lot of effort. People have alarms, email reminders, all different things, charts. People do whatever they can to try to remember. Many times it still doesn't help. But it is a big deal to be able to count, you know, Sfira the entire time with the bracha. And really the goal...
You have to put it on the fridge.
Yeah, yeah. Before you go to sleep at night, the midnight snack, make sure you count. Right? See, Harvey, that'll solve all the problems. Just put it in the fridge.
Inside the fridge.
But... I was thinking if we put so much effort into trying to make sure that we count and continue counting, not miss a day, you know, this is the type of mitzvah we should also try to the best of our abilities to try to do the mitzvah in the best possible way. And what today's share is going to focus on is what is the best time, what's the ideal time that one should be counting Sfiras HaOmer. Really, one good eitzah to count Sfiras HaOmer is to make sure to daven every night with a minyan. If you're davening every night with a minyan, so when the shul gets up to it, you're good. What gets tricky, though, is that's not the perfect eitzah. Because if you make early Shabbos on a Friday night, or even during the week, if you end up davening early and maybe the shul doesn't count, which we'll talk about in a moment, so then, yeah, davening with the minyan is not necessarily going to help you. So really today's share, we're going to touch on those topics. And perhaps, maybe people should, you know, ideally change their Ma'ariv time this time of year to comport with the dinim of Seiros HaOmer. So that's what we're going to get involved with today. And perhaps learn some new interesting ideas. So I decided I was debating how to structure the share. So I go about the Shulchan Aruch and the more basic marmakomos that people might be familiar with, or start off in left field. But I think, in honor of baseball season, I'm going to start off in left field. So if you look on your sheets, I came across a Tosos and Mesachas Menachos. Talk about coming in from left field. So there's a Tosos in Mesachas Menachos. Right, Josh, you did that the other day. Tosus talking about the mitzvah of Seiros HaOmer, and he writes a couple of things. Tosus Dibra Maskel, Zeh Samach Vavu Min Aleph, Dibra Maskel, Zeich L'Mikdash. Tosus writes, Nira D'Besavich HaSheicha. Let's say it's not yet night. It's twilight. It's been Hashmashos. Tzavich HaSheicha. Yachol L'Varich, V'in Tzarech L'Hamdin Ay Sheh Vali Laila. Tosus says, again, we're not going to pass the Malacha straight off the Tosus. But Tosus says that by Safik HaSheicha, Safik nighttime, you could already make a bracha on Sfira. And you don't have to wait until it's for sure night. Why so? Firstly, Kivan Shu Sveka Durabanan. Practically, we hold nowadays that Sfira HaOmer is only a Durabanan din. And being the fact it's only the Rabbanan din, so for Doraisa dinim, maybe we're more machmir in defining what night is. You want to talk about Kriyashma, which is the mitzvah say Doraisa. When should I daven Ma'ariv? Okay, davening Ma'ariv, you want to daven when it's more closer to Vade Laila, when it's Vade Laila. But Seiros HaOmer, being the fact it's only the Rabbanan din, so there's room to be makel and say, you know what? Even if it's Safek HaSheicha, it's Pein HaShmashos, it's not yet Vali Laila, it's early. Even in such a time, you could count with the bracha, Tosas talks about. Okay, we'll see more about that. But look at his other rationale for this. Va'od, Omer, Da'afilu biyom Samech HaSheicha, Adif. You know what? It might be better to count early, Seiros HaOmer. Why would it be better to count Seiros HaOmer early? Mishum tmimos kedamrin la'el. The Gemara before talked about the concept of sheva shabbosos tmimos tiyena. We're supposed to count 7 complete weeks. And Tosus here is understanding, not just in terms of bringing the carbon Omer, Tosus is understanding this in terms of counting Seiros HaOmer, that the earlier you count in that quote-unquote day, that night, the better. Why? Seiros HaOmer is, I'm counting these 49 days. I'm declaring this is day 1 of the Omer, day 2 of the Omer, day 3 of the Omer. If you forget to count, let's say, till, you know, Chatzos. Okay? It counts. Still might be considered night. But you missed the first half of the night. And you're lacking a little bit in your recognition of the counting of, it's not a complete day. It's close. It's still going to be, when you get the score, when you check off your box, it's still going to be consecutive. But it's not Sheva Shabbosos Tmimos. Tosus is teaching us, to the best of our ability, we should try to count complete days. How do you count a complete day? As soon as you can count the day, count it. Don't let hours pass before you count. So therefore, Tosos advocates, you know what? When it comes to counting Sfira, we start off over here, maybe we should daven at the earliest Ma'ariv Minyan. Right? The earliest Minyan, we'll get the timing, because the earlier you count, the more complete your counting is going to be. That is a fascinating idea, straight out of left field, Tosas and Menachos. What do you say?
Would Tosas say the same thing, mostly the first day of Yom Kippur? The second night of Pesach, when you're counting number 1, would he still say the same thing, that you should count when it's still light?
No. Right?
So then when you count day number two, if you do it as early as possible, it's not going to be Tumima anyway because you're doing less than a day.
Because you do Me'ez Leis in the time before. Okay. You're right. You have to begin counting once you know it is, which we're going to see in a second what that means. But simply put, this idea Tosfos Menachah is bringing up, and it's not just Tosfos, the Rosh, and many others, is there's an idea to count as early as possible because of Tumimos. Now let me expand on this idea. I saw a Poskim talk about and debate, where do we find Sfiras Omer in our davening? It's very interesting. We count Sfiras Omer after we go through all, by Ma'ariv, after we go through all of Berachos Kriyashma, Shemona Esrei, then there's Kaddish, then we count Sfiras Omer, then we say Elenu. You know, you think about it, there are things that we add to davening, usually come at the end. This morning, Rosh Chodesh, when does Baruch Hinafshi come? At the end. Okay, I'm in Nosach Ashkenaz here, right? Baruch Hinafshi comes at the end. When we say, right, we say L'David Hashem Ori. Is that before Elenu or after Elenu?
What if it's not?
After. How come we count Sfiras Omer sort of in this sandwich? After Kriya Shema Shemona Esrei, before Elenu.
Just like how?
More so Motzei.
Right?
Just like how? Motzei Shabbos because it's before V'yitei
Mocha. Right.
After V'yino.
Right. So who decided the order? Now batting. Who does it? Where does it come from? So the post can talk about this. The post can say, you know what? If we're supposed to count Sfiras Omer as early as possible to complete this din of Tumimos, you know what we should do? Before Baruch Hu, before we start Ma'ariv, why don't we count Sfiras Omer right then and there? Poskim debate this. And the Poskim end up saying that no, for sure we're going to say Shema and Shemona Esrei first. One of the rationales the Poskim give is because it's Tadr v'she'eino Tadr. There's a rule that we have in terms of placement that we put things which are more common, they get kedima, they come first. So Kriya Shema is more common, Shemona Esrei is more common, we do that every day. So that comes first. You'll say, Rabbi, Elena also is more common. But that first. No, so there, it's a balance. We want to get in, you know, right, we want to get in this din of Sfiras Omer as early as possible. So there's a Havamina, we should do this in the beginning of Ma'ariv. We don't, only for considerations of Tadr. But when it comes to a question, okay, so what about right after Shemona Esrei? Yeah, you put that in before Elenu. We jump the line, we get in before Elenu, to get that little extra bit of Tumimos. Isn't that fascinating? I mean, how much extra time does it take to say, Elenu, okay, now the debate if there's a kaddish in between Elenu, the Sfira, or not, but, right?
Isn't it
not on Friday nights, and not on Motzei Shabbos. That's a whole debatable thing. Where do you put the kaddish? Oh, okay. Definitely a kaddish at the end of davening. But in terms of Sfiras Omer, this halach of Tumimos is so important that we say, you know what? Let it jump the line and count Sfiras Omer before Elenu, because we'll get a drop more of the complete night to count Sfiras Omer. Very interesting. Didn't know that. I saw an interesting Shiloh person had. Let's say you come late to Ma'ariv, and they already finished Shemona Esrei. So what? And the Tzibur is about to count Sfiras Omer. Do you count Sfiras Omer with them now, or do you go through the your order? No, I'll do Shema, and then. So this question was asked of Chaim Kanievsky, Tzatzal, and do you remember seeing the Chazon Ish about it? There is a tzad in that scenario to count Sfiras Omer right then and there. Because really, there's a milo also of Sfiras Omer with a minion. Remember, it was an interesting thing. On my father-in-law's block, on Friday nights, people daven early, summertime. But they have a block minyan, you know, 9:30 at night, depending where you're up to in Yesuda, the middle of Yesuda, the after Yesuda, everyone gets together on the block, and they count Sefiras Omer together. Very interesting. Kew Garden Hills. But there is an idea to count Sefiras Omer with the minyan. And really this idea of counting even before Ma'ariv, there's reason and precedent for. So okay, you're in the shul, you have to come late, this. Normal tzibur, the tzibur does Shema and Shemona Esrei. But you as a yachid, coming late, and they're right now up to Sefira. So yeah, Taka, you could count before Ma'ariv, perhaps, according to Atzad. But this is a presentation of this idea of Tamimos, which really would say one should daven and count Sefira as early as possible. Now, that being said, so everyone's like, okay, so I'm going to daven at my Plag Mincha Ma'ariv Minyan, or I'm going to daven at my Shkia Classic Mincha Ma'ariv, and I'll count there. Puvakir, that's better if you just look at this idea. That sounds better to do than davening at the late Ma'ariv Minyan. So, now let's turn to the Shulchan Aruch.
Is there anything to be said for consistency? So if I daven plag every single day, then it's full days based on the time I'm davening.
Yes, I did see Poskim, what he brought up as a good point, is
counting.
Right, you count into, right, count to affect when you normally daven. You mean in Kavua, for sure. You know, there is something to that.
But again, you're not going to be davening at a plag mincha Ma'ariv on Saturday.
Right, but we would talk about every day of the week, right?
That's not every day.
Okay. No, he's saying Shabbos afternoon. Right. It's hard to find the plag Ma'ariv.
You're not finding a plag Ma'ariv.
You better not find the one. Okay. Now, so let's see the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch deals with a very interesting case. Shulchan Aruch says, "In Tohu B'Yom HaMe'unan." I assume these cases can only happen in times of the Gemara or the Shulchan Aruch, where they didn't have their watches and everything around them. But the Gemara has a case. What happens in Tobu Yom HaMe'unan? If people made a mistake on a cloudy day, they thought it was nighttime already. Right? Yeah, it could happen. You're out in the cabin somewhere. You took off your watch, put away your phone. Real vacation. So, what happens at Tzibur? Even talking about at Tzibur. But if they made a mistake on a cloudy day, Baruch HaSefiras Omer, and then they find out the sun comes out, that was just a Florida storm. So the din is Chozun L'Sapa Mishtichta. It was a total mistake, and they could go and count later again, I believe, even with a bracha. Right. Chofetz Chaim brings that in Mishabura. You go and count the second time with the bracha, it was a total mistake. From a doctikin, now the Mechaber writes, people who are careful, Eino Sofrim at Tseisa Kochavim, they only count until Tseis, when it's nighttime. V'chein Roi Lasos. And so too, that's the best thing to do. Now, let's read the Chofetz Chaim explains the Mechaber. Let's read the Mishabur in Yud Dalet. Ratzel Omar means to say, D'min adin haya efshar l'hakal l'espar mishatechshach, av kodim tseis l'chachav. Based on the classic halacha, you could count before it's nightfall. The Ben HaShemashos is Suffolk Laila, because Ben HaShemashos is already Suffolk night, Vazlin and Kula b'Suffolk Drabbanon, and we go the Kula by Suffolk Drabbanon. Exactly the reasoning that we saw before in Tosos. Right? Because B'Sviras Manazan Shuman Drabbanon over Poskim. So really, if a person counted when it's already Ben HaShemashos, you know, you have a nice Shkia minion, and it's already a certain amount of time, which we'll have to talk about. But yeah, really make our din, could be that works. You shouldn't put yourself in a situation which is a suffix, ideally. And therefore, people who are careful, they wait until tseis, which is vaday night. V'chein ra'i lasos. I'll read the next Mishnah Berurah too. And that's the best thing to do. Ratzel omar l'chachila. This is what you should do ideally. Makom makom b'di'eved. You know, if it happens to be in birach ben hashmashos, if he made a bracha while ben hashmashos, not v'arei layla, yotza, your yotze. Ava el yorabba mefak v'kbezeh. Chavetz Chaim brings the El Yerabba that argues with this. If you daven at an earlier Ma'ariv, it's not good enough to count there with a bracha. Really, you should count later again. If you made the bracha the first time, then just count the second time without a bracha. So just putting together what the Chavetz Chaim is saying is... We came in before seeing these halachas here that we talked about. If anything, there's an inyan to count as early as possible to fulfill the din of tamimos, to get as much of the night in as possible. At the same time, there's an idea that l'chachila, you should only count once it's vade laila, once it's for sure night. Me'ikar adin, could you count once it's suffik Laila? Yes. Because we deal with the Durabanan. And by Durabanans, we're Mekel. But you shouldn't put yourself in a suffix, L'chachila. The best thing to do is wait until it's Vali Laila, which I'll explain in a second what that might mean. Yes?
Bisman Beis HaMikdash, this would be a Daraisa, yes?
Correct.
So don't we know what would be right then, and therefore that's what we should do?
So, look, there's an ideal, you're right, that Sfiras HaOmer started off as the Daraisa Din, and we do this, as Tosas' headline is, Zecher LeMikdash. But, in Halacha, we are Mekel, since it's only Midrabanon, that we could be Mekel, Me'ikar HaDin, right? Is that a reason to be Machmer? Yeah, that is a tzad, sure. But Me'ikar HaDin, one could count once it's Safek HaShecha. So let's speak it out. You go to a classic minyan, which starts 10 minutes before Shkia, and then does Ma'ariv, okay, well, it depends the speed of the chazan, okay? So let's say Mincha takes about 10 minutes. You say 2 kapitlach, 3 kapitlach of Tehillim, okay? Maybe gets you another 3-4 minutes, okay? By the time, let's say Ma'ariv takes another 10 minutes, that means you're up to Sfiras HaOmer. It could be as early as 10, 15 minutes after Shkia. Right? I'm not talking plag minyan. A plag minyan, it's pashut from here. Pashut shot, you shouldn't be counting Sfiras HaOmer then. And he's going to run into your issues. You're going to have to count later. And you have to remember to do it, which could get into issues.
That's about that yesterday.
Right. You know, again, I would say probably the best guarantee to count Sfiras HaOmer with a bracha is to count Sfiras HaOmer at Ma'ariv. That's the best way, okay? If you happen to have a set thing with your wife to count Sfiras HaOmer together, okay, matova manoim. But l'maisa, davening Ma'ariv with a minyan when you count Sfiras is the best. So plag minyanim don't have that. Even a shkia minyan, we just illustrated, you know, it's very likely you're only going to get to Sfiras HaOmer 15 minutes after Shkia. That's pretty short. No one would say 15 minutes is Vade Laila. So, is that a time which would be Safek HaShecha? Yeah. Could one count with a bracha? Yeah. Some of that Safek HaShecha. But it's not Vali Laila. And the L'chachila would therefore be to daven later. That is the L'chachila. Now, how much later do you have to daven? So I'll give you the list. Right? If you live in Lakewood, Sir Aaron Cutler was very machmer when it came to Sfiras HaOmer, even though it's a din d'rabbanan, to require a full 72 minutes to count Sfiras HaOmer. I remember growing up in Shul, my Rav Zuckerman Shlita, was a Talmud of Aaron Cutler. And he, you know, many times on Yontif, you know, the Rav usually counts Siris Omer, he would have the Chazan do it. And the reason I said, check my watch, you can set your time to it. If it wasn't yet 72 minutes, he wouldn't count. At the same time, I saw Shmuel Kamenetsky, who's also Talmud of Aaron Cutler, and he's more Makel. Seems I don't know personally what he does, but in terms of Psak, he says only during the Rabbanon, you don't have to wait a full 72. Okay, but how early could you go? So it's brought down, I have in the bottom of your sheets, from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. Rabbi Naiman here told me that his father heard this from Rabbi Yaakov himself, that Rabbi Yaakov says for Sviras Omer, you can count 38 minutes before, after Shkia. Which Rabbi Naiman here told me, he makes a cheshbon, Shkia here in Florida, Rabbi Yaakov's 38 is 38 in New York City. Shkia in Florida is quicker. Sunset takes a quicker amount of time here in Florida than it does up north. And therefore, 38 is probably closer to 30. So 30 minutes. You know, it's a shame. You know, the shoals, you know, it could be it's 15, 20 minutes. You know, I don't know, maybe institute a little extra, you know, learning between Mincha Maariv, not so bad, before Kabbalah Satorah, before Shavuos. You know, maybe with that, a little, you hop around 15 minutes, you could mamash get l'chachilas. Right? If I was running a shoal, I think I'll try to do that. You know, I know Rabbi Shapiro does a beautiful thing. He does, you know, an Elul, the Chap Zchosim, right? He has his power shirim, extra Torah learning Shabbos morning. You know, I would think an ideal thing for a Rav, again, you have to know what your people are going to do. If everyone here is, okay, in your shul, they're waiting 15 minutes before they daven Maariv, you won't have a minyan left. Everyone's going to run to the other shuls, which have the same, you know, Shkia Minyanim as normal, okay? But I could hear of an ideal to try to squeeze in a few extra minutes of learning, and this way, by your Maariv, your Mincha Maarivs, your Maariv's going to be later, and it could be here in Florida, all you need is 30 minutes, extra 15 minutes, probably less. Yes?
If there's no other minion in town, do you have a concept of not even davening with the minion plus this?
No. No, I wouldn't say that.
With the minion.
If that's the only minion you have in town, which, I see, even as Gabbai, you don't have the power to change what time the minion is. Just announce it. So, yeah, Mastama, you know, that's the only minion you could get. Yeah, for sure. That sounds like a bidyevit situation you're in.
When you say 30 minutes, when are you starting? Where is that?
30 minutes from sunset.
From sunset.
30 minutes post Shkia. That's Yaakov's number is 38. I found in a new sefer that came out about Rav Moshe Feinstein, Masoras Moshe, Chelek Dalid, that there Rav Moshe told Rav Kalman Winter, Zatzal, this Rav who was a Rav in Silver Spring and in Buffalo, both more up north, he told him, 30 minutes is good. So if you go through Moshe, it might be even less over here in Florida. Maybe it could be 25 is already good. So you're really getting close. 25 minutes, according to Moshe, that's pretty good. So Lamaisa, those are the lechachila times. If you want to do it the best, so it's best to wait to count Sviras Omer. We're talking 25 minutes, 30 minutes over here in Florida, 30, 38 up north to count Sviras Omer to get some more type of Adilel. I wonder, you know, maybe it's a thing. I don't know, they're missing out counting with the Tzibur. You know, a person make his own learning Seder for 10 extra minutes and get the time. But okay, I'm not sure what to do for that. You might learn and then forget to count Sviras. Get caught up in your learning. But do the daf then, you know, in between Elena and Sphira. Right? It's interesting. Rabbi Aaron Cutler sometimes, you know, I saw a neat tidbit that Rabbi Aaron Cutler sometimes the Yeshiva Maariv in Lakewood would be a little too quick from when they started. And it wasn't yet 72 minutes to do Maariv. I remember talking to my Rav used to do this too. So Rabbi Aaron would switch the order. he would tell them, first say Aleinu, and then we'll count Sfira. The little extra couple minutes would get them to 72 minutes, and then he would count. Even Kendall used to do that, okay? It's a nice trick. Sometimes you want to make sure to get this man. You know, especially, you know, Becker probably had a nice chop. He knew this is the only minion in town. And he probably was davening a mincha ma'ariv. So he wanted to get Sfira as late as possible. See, it's very interesting. We started off the share telling us, oh, the reason why we have Sfira as a Omer before Aleinu is to get more Tmimos. But really, this whole thing is a balance of a din of Tmimos. And want to have complete nights, but it has to be night. So that's why you'd switch the order to get a few extra minutes to make it closer to night to do it then.
Yeah, but the Tmimos of putting Sfira before Aleinu was also contingent on what time you start.
Right.
The speed.
Right. The cute tidbit I found in this Lakewood Sefer that I have, it says, yeah, in Reb Aaron's time, they had to sometimes make Aleinu before Sfira. But nowadays they daven so slow, it's not a problem. It sounds like the davening in Lakewood got slower over the years. Yes?
I've actually experienced shuls where on Friday night they'll wait till after Yigdal and then count Sfira.
Interesting. Yeah? Yeah. The idea of pushing it off to get the Zman correct. Okay? So now we see the basic idea. Now, I would throw in an aside. You know, I saw an interesting tshuva. Pashup shot from the Mishnah Berurah. Could you ever count Sfiras HaOmer from Plaga Mincha? The answer is no. If you're diving in an early Plaga Minyan, there's no way you could count Sfiras HaOmer then. I did see, though, that Rav Volzner writes in his tshuvas, he was writing, it's not clear if it was to an old age home, a nursing home, exactly, or just older people with considerations. But seemed that he was ready to be makel for older people to even count by Plaga Mincha. So you have to know your customers. You know, you're in an old age home, you're in a nursing home, you know, put them to sleep and this, okay, then maybe you should count earlier. But ideally, a person, New York time, should wait 30 minutes at least before they count. Here in Florida, maybe you can make 30, 25, something like that, after Shkia, to count for Alech Achila. But b'di'eved, the person counts earlier, you know, okay? Now, even before, you know, we did see if one does count at a classic Mincha Ma'ariv Minyan, the Chavetz Chaim is ending off with that tzad of the Elia Rabba, that it's best to count again later. Okay? So you go through your situation. If you're davening, look, in your town, all you got is the Mincha Ma'ariv Minyan, fine, just go there, count there, and the way the Elia Rabba said it is later, once it's Vade Laila, 30 minutes, 38 minutes, whatever, 72 minutes, then you count again without a bracha. Okay? That's one way to do it. But I would like to now propose another idea of how to deal with, I'm davening at the Shkia Minyan, I'm davening, it's going to be early, what do I do? So there's a very interesting, a famous Magen Avram. Okay, I have it summarized over here, the second Mar Makom from the bottom, Ostalot. Mishim is Paul Arvis and Matzibor of Netzei Sokochav. When you're davening with your Tzibor, it's the last Minyan in town at Shkia, right? It's before it says, at the same time, you went to the share and you heard about that you should count when it's for sure night. What am I going to do? The tzibur is counting sure right now. I might forget later. So then, you should count at your Ma'ariv Minyan without a bracha. Uvitnai. And you should put in, this is for you, a legal clause. If you remember to count later when it's night, then I'm going to negate my counting that I did now. And when the night comes, so then you count later with a bracha. Very interesting idea. You're davening at your classic Shkia Minyan. Okay? Right. Now, before this, now this is brought by the Magen, this is the Magen Avraham brought by the Mishnah Berurah. Now, beforehand, when we were quoting the Elyahu Rabbah, he was talking about you're making a bracha in your Shkia Ma'ariv Minyan, post-Shkia, slightly post-Shkia Ma'ariv Minyan. And he said, look, really, that's not good enough. You should make sure to count later. Magen Avraham makes it better. If I'm going to do that anyway, I should really be counting later. Then it's really best to make my bracha when I'm doing the mitzvah in the best possible way. I have two times when I end up counting. I'm davening Ma'ariv early.
I forget.
So as it is, right, as it is, the Mishnah Berurah is telling us, you're davening Ma'ariv early, you should make sure to count Sfira later a second time too. He's bringing this Elyahu Rabbah. So I'm going to end up counting twice anyway. But which one should have the bracha? You're better of your two countings, which means the later one you want to make with the bracha. But, as was pointed out, you're afraid. Who says I'll ever make it to my later one? Maybe I'm going to forget. Right now I'm in shul. Right now everyone's counting. So you don't want to bypass that. Like we said, the best way to make sure a person remembers Sfiras Omer is to try to daven Ma'ariv with a minyan. It's the best way. So I'm davening, I went to Ma'ariv, my Shkia Mincha Ma'ariv. Now what will I do? So listen to this legal clause. Very interesting. You count Sfiras Omer without a bracha, but you have in mind, look, I'm counting now, but if I remember, I'm going to count later. I'm going to negate this counting. And therefore, later, I'm going to count it with a bracha. This is the Magen Avraham. If you don't remember, then you have your first sphere at the count for you. That's okay. You don't need the bracha to be yotzi the mitzvah.
So you're relying on the
mitzvah? Could
be one big mitzvah?
So, no. Yeah. You don't need the bracha. Right. The bracha, like most mitzvahs, mitzvah is not ma'akev, the mitzvah.
Which mitzvah?
Yes.
So
that's
the
last time
you count right now. You count it also.
Correct.
That's fine for you personally, but if you're in a situation where you're the Rav and everybody's waiting for you to count, or Chazan, or the Gabbai, whatever the case may be.
Yes.
It's a little different.
Correct. Very good point. If you're the Rav, and, you know, they'll take away your paycheck. And if you're the Chazan, you're up there. Yeah. So then what you're going to have to do is go with the classic we saw before in the Mishnah Berurah. You should count then at your little post-Shkia Minyan, but remember later to count again. Without a bracha.